ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय।
नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयं मुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अवद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवते उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिके। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम सेवेंथ कैंटो चैप्टर सिक्स। चैप्टर इज एंटाइटल्ड प्रह्लाद इंस्ट्रक्ट्स हिज डेमोनियक स्कूलमेट्स। टेक्स्ट 15। वित्तेषु नित्य अभिनिविष्ट चेताः विद्वांस च दोषं पर वित्त हरतु प्रत्येह वा अथापि अजितेन्द्रियस् तत् अशान्तकाम हरते कुटुम्बी। वित्तेषु नित्याभिनिविष्ट चेता विद्वांस च दोषं परवित्त हर्तुः प्रत्येह वथापि अजितेन्द्रियस्त अशान्तकामो हरते कुटुम्बी। वित्तेषु नित्याभिनिविष्ट चेता विद्वांश्च दोषं परवित्त हर्तुः प्रत्येह वाथापि अजितेन्द्रियस्तत् अशान्तकामो हरते कुटुम्बी। वित्तेषु नित्याभिनिविष्ट चेता विद्वांस च दोषं परवित्त हर्तुः प्रत्येह वाथापि अजितेन्द्रियस्त अशान्तकामो हरते कुटुम्बी। विद्वांस दोषं परवित्त हर्तुः विद्वांस दोषं परवीत हर्तु प्रत्येह वाथापि अजितेन्द्रियस्त अशांत कामो हरते कुटुंबे
ಚಿಂದ್ರಿಯಚಿಂಬುಹಿ
Anyone else? Mothers? Vidvam sadosam paravita hartu Kateha vathati ajinte diyasta Word meaning, Bittesu, in material wealth, Nitya Abhinivishta Chetaha, whose mind is always observed, Vidwan, having learned, Cha, also, Dosam, the fault, Paravitta Hartuhu, of one who steals the money of others by cheating or by transactions on the black market. Pratya, after dying, Iha, in this material world, Ba, or Athapi, still, Ajita Indriya, because of being unable to control the senses. Tat, that. Asanta kama, whose desires are unsatiated. Harate, steals. Kutumbi, two fund of his family. Translation and purport by Divine Grace. अवै चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय ट्रांसलेशन इफ ए पर्सन टू अटैच्ड टू द ड्यूटीज ऑफ फैमिली मेंटेनेंस इज अनेबल टू कंट्रोल हिज सेंसेस द कोर ऑफ हिज हार्ट इज इमर्स्ड इन हाउ टू एक्युमुलेट मनी ऑल्दो ही नोज दैट वन हु टेक्स द वेल्थ ऑफ अदर्स विल बी पनिश्ड बाय द लॉ ऑफ the government and by the laws of Jamaraj after death he continues cheating others to acquire money. Please repeat. If a person too attached to the duties of family maintenance is unable to control his senses, the core of his heart is immersed in how to accumulate money. Although he knows that one who takes the wealth of others will be punished by the law of government and by the laws of Jamaraj. After death, he continues cheating others to acquire money. Purport. Especially in these days, people do not believe in a next life or in the court of Jamaraj and the various punishments of the sinful. But at least one should know that one who cheats others to acquire money will be punished by the laws of government. Nonetheless, people do not care about the laws of this life or those governing in the next. Despite whatever knowledge one has, one cannot stop his sinful activities if he is unable to control his senses. Hare Krishna. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shailakaya Chakhyurunmilitam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurubhe Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamaham Dadati Sopadantikam Vande Aham Shri Guru Shri Juta Padakamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnamhamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanitam Tang Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Visakhanitamscha Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Viti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paschatya Desha Tarine Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gauratise Namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesaha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneswari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Vyascha Kripa Sindhu Devacha Patitanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Vitte Sunitya Abhinivishta Cheta Vidvamscha Dosam Paravitta Harutu Pratyeho Vathapi Ajitendriyastat Asanta Kama Harate Kutumbi If a person too attached to the duties of family maintenance is unable to control his senses, the core of his heart is immersed in how to accumulate money. Although he knows that one who takes the wealth of others will be punished by the law of government and by the laws of Jamaraj after death, he continues cheating others to acquire money. So in this chapter, Prahlad Maharaj instructs his demoniac schoolmates. Actually, these teachings are also for all of us. So the first verse in this chapter, Prahlad Maharaj is telling, Kaumara acharet pragyan dharman भागवत दुर्लभं मानुषं जन्म यद्यपि अध्रुवं अर्थदम। प्रहलाद महाराज से वन हु इज सफिशियंटली इंटेलिजेंट शुड यूज द ह्यूमन फॉर्म ऑफ बॉडी फ्रॉम द वेरी बिगिनिंग ऑफ लाइफ, इन अदर वर्ड्स फ्रॉम द टेंडर एज ऑफ चाइल्डहुड टू प्रैक्टिस द एक्टिविटीज ऑफ डिवोशनल सर्विस, गिविंग अप ऑल अदर एंगेजमेंट्स। द ह्यूमन बॉडी इज मोस्ट रेयरली अचीव्ड एंड ऑल्दो टेम्पररी लाइक अदर बॉडीज इट इज मीनिंगफुल बिकॉज इन ह्यूमन लाइफ वन कैन परफॉर्म डिवोशनल सर्विस। इवन ए स्लाइट अमाउंट ऑफ सिंसियर डिवोशनल सर्विस कैन गिव वन कंप्लीट परफेक्शन। सो दिस स्टेटमेंट इज मोस्ट इंपॉर्टेंट स्टेटमेंट इन होल चैप्टर एंड टू जस्टिफाई दिस स्टेटमेंट प्रहलाद महाराज गिविंग ऑल अदर वर्सेज एंड आर्गुमेंट्स व्हाई वी शुड स्टार्ट भक्ति इन द फ्रॉम द अर्ली एज ऑफ चाइल्डहुड व्हाई वन शुड स्टार्ट भक्ति। फर्स्ट ही टोल्ड एवरीवन मस्ट स्टार्ट भक्ति फ्रॉम चाइल्डहुड फ्रॉम द एज ऑफ 5 कौमारे आचरत प्राज्ञ हु इज ए इंटेलिजेंट पर्सन ही मस्ट स्टार्ट भक्ति फ्रॉम वेरी बिगिनिंग ऑफ द लाइफ। So then he gives arguments why you should start and what will happen if someone not start bhakti from the beginning of his life. That's why this is the main verse in this whole chapter. Prabhupada told, Prahlad Maharaj telling this first verse that one must, who is sufficiently intelligent, should use the human form of body from the very beginning of life. How use the human form of body? How to use the human form of body? By starting or performing devotional service. Just like Narottamdas Thakur says, Manushya janam labhiya, Radha Krishna nabhajiya, janiya suniya visa khainu, hari hari bipale janam goainu. I just uselessly spend my whole life of this human form of life. Because I did not perform the pure devotional service unto Radha Krishna. So that's why I am drinking poison knowingly. I am knowingly drinking poison. So that is the Prabhupada, Prahlad Maharaj being a Mahajan, he is suggesting that just like in this mundane world, material life, everyone start their education from age of 5. Everyone going to the Shukracharya school. Where is going? Two types of teacher. One is Narada Muni, another is Shukracharya. So Prahlad Maharaj is disciple of Narada Muni. But there the other demoniac people, they are demons, Hiranyakashipu and all, they are disciples of Shukracharya or Sandha and Amarka. But Prahlad Maharaj is telling no use to go to the school of Shukracharya Sandhamarka. It's better to start bhakti from the very beginning of life, from the age of 5. You should start bhakti. To prove this verse, his statement, he gave all other verses for that. Why we should start bhakti from age of 5? Because the next verse he is telling that tatprayasana kartavya जतः आयु वयः परम न तथा विन्दते खेमं मुकुंद चरणाम्बुजम् तत् आयु वयं परम दिस ह्यूमन स्पैन ऑफ लाइफ दैट इज वेरी रेयरली अचीव्ड द ह्यूमन फॉर्म सो दिस लाइफ स्पैन इज ऑल्सो वेरी वैल्युएबल डोंट वेस्ट दिस लाइफ लाइफ टाइम इज टेलिंग तत् प्रयास न कर्तव्य डोंट वेस्ट योर टाइम बाय सिंपली using your time for sense gratification or material enjoyment. Tat prayasana kartavya. That is not our duty in human form of life. Human form of life is to mint for Mukunda Charanam Mujam, to always remembering the lotus feet of Mukunda, who grants liberation. That is human form of life, is mint to perform pure devotional service unto Krishna. Then he is telling, why? If you will not do this, what will happen? What happens for the material peoples? What is they doing, materialistic peoples? If you consider the whole lifespan as 100 years, then those are materialistic peoples, followers of Charvak Muni. In Vedic age, there was a Muni. His name was Charvak. What was his philosophy? Runang Kritva, Gritang Pivet, Javad Jivet, Sukhang Jivet, Vasmi Bhutasya Dehasya Kutaha Punara Agamana Bhavet. Because he was a Rishi, a saintly, so called, anyhow, a Rishi, he did not recommend to drink liquor. Liquor, he not, what is recommend? To drink ghee. Drink ghee and become very healthy, strong and stout, and enjoy your senses as much as possible. Who knows after this body was gone, or after you die, the body will be burnt. Then what will know what happened in next life? Who knows what will happen? Whether there is another life or not, who knows? Just enjoy in this life as much as possible. Ridan Kritva, if you have no money, you borrow from others or you steal from others. But somehow or other, you enjoy your senses. Runang Kritva Ghritang Javad Jivet Sukhang Jivet. As long as you are in this body, enjoy your senses. Vasmi Bhutasya Dehasya, when his born was, sorry, this body was burnt in end of life, so who knows what will happen? Vasmi Bhutasya Punara Agamana Bhavet. The people did not believe in the next life. That is Prabhupada wrote also. And his purport also. The people in this age, they don't believe next life. What will happen in another life is there or not? Who knows it? That's why Prahlad Maharaj is instructing that those materialistic people, actually out of 24 hours, they spent 12 hours for sleeping. So in this way, half of life simply they waste in sleeping. Out of 100 years, then 50 years they spent only for sleeping. Then remaining 50 years there, from beginning, when they are childhood, the 10 years they spent just playing around, naughty boys. Then again 10 years in the school, just also doing prajalpa, playing different games and attraction for the opposite sex. Like this, the 10 years again. 20 years they spent useless. Then even in old age, also 20 years they spent. In this way 40 years gone. So 50 years, then 40 years. How many years lost? 90 years. Then remaining 10 years, that is maybe after marriage and in this way. That is also the people they did not want to spend for devotional service. Because of they are so much attracted to their family, life, they to maintain the family, they need money. Money is dear, money is so dear that one conceives of money as being sweeter than honey. Therefore, he can give up the desire to accumulate money, especially in household life. Thieves, professional servants, soldiers, and merchants try to acquire money even by risking their very dear life. So that the materialistic people, they lost about like 90 years like uselessly. Maybe they are 10 years left, but that 10 years also after marriage, in family life, they also just uselessly spent for acquiring money. How to get money? Money is sweeter than honey, brighter than sunshine. So for materialistic people, everyone, without money, what can happen? Nothing will happen. Everyone knows, everyone wants money. Of course, we devotees also in Krishna consciousness movement, we also need money. But are we using that money for Krishna service? That is not our Sanskrit, first, not Sanskritification. Because all the money in this entire creation is belongs to Krishna. Isa Bhasya Idam Sarvam. Jatkincha Jagatyam Jagat Tena Tyaktena Bhunjita Mavidha Kasvasit Dhanam. So everything belongs to Krishna. That's why Prabhupada used to say that everything must be used for the Krishna's service. But present day, everyone thinking the money belongs to me. But actually, the fact is Lakshmi belongs to Narayan. So, but we at the condition stage, everyone thinks that I must possess as much as Lakshmi, as much as money possible, and I must use it for my sense gratification. That is Ravana. Ravana is stolen Sita and is trying to enjoy. This is not possible. But still, everyone in this material world, they're thinking, in condition stage, they're thinking, I am enjoying, I have to enjoy. Actually, what is the source of enjoyment? Because before Prahlad Maharaj told, who can give up the family life? When his wife is speaking very sweetly in a secluded place, giving him very nice, talk, very nice advice in how to solve different problems. Who can forget the small children talking very in half broken language, very sweet to hear in family life. Prahlad Maharaj, he is a 5 years boy when he is speaking these things. But how he getting this knowledge? He heard from his spiritual master Narada Muni. So he just repeating these things. What he heard from Parampara, from his spiritual master Narada Muni. He just repeating these things. So yeah, who can give up? Because the source of Sanskrit, this material life is simply sex life, attraction from opposite sex. In 84 lakhs of species, all the living entities just moving in the cycle of birth and death because of this sex attraction. Everyone. Even a small bird he has made a nest and so many baby birds inside. But then when morning they woke up, then they start chanting. What chanting? Hare Krishna? What is the chant? What is this meaning? Where is food? Where is food? Where is shelter? Where is food? Ahara nidra bhaya maithun. Where is food? Where to sleep? Ahara nidra bhaya. How to make free from fear and maithuna, sex life. 4 questions everywhere. Ahara nidra bhaya maithunancha. सामान्य एतत् पशुभि नराणां धर्म तु एक अधिक विशेष धर्मेण हीना पशुभि समान है. These 4 things everyone is doing. In 84 lakhs of species, all the living entities, they have this facility. Eating, sleeping, mating, different. This everyone. So what is the value of this human form of life? That's why Prahlad Maharaj thinks the human form of life is for what? To perform pure devotional service to Krishna. Sravanam Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, Pada Sevanam, Archanam, Vandanam, Dasyam, Sakhyam, Atmani Vedanam. That is he learned from his guru, Narada Muni. But in the other hand, Hiranyakashipu and he appointed the teacher Shukracharya disciple who? Sandhamarga. When Prahlad Maharaj, Hiranyakashipu asked Prahlad, what you learned from your school? What are your teachers? Taught you. I don't have much time to hear, but at least the best thing what you learn, you should tell me. So Prahlad told Sravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Pada Sevanam Archanam Vandanam Dasyam Sakhyam Atma Nivedanam Iti Pumsarpita Bhakti Chet Navalakhyana. The 9 principles of bhakti I learned from my guru. Hiranyakashipu become very angry. He looked at whom? Sandhamarga, they are just trembling. They told, we did not teach all these things to this boy. He learned automatically these things. So, Hiranyakashipu thought, maybe some Vaishnavas, changing their dress, maybe entering the school and teaching my boy. So they told, very careful, look after my boy, very carefully. No Vaishnava should enter school. Like nowadays also, there is some college and they are making some boys, some base, student base. Then from there they are going to school, college, university, preaching. disciples of Prahlad, they were going inside. So Hiranyakashipu told, make it sure that no one should enter this school, to spoiling my child. And told, okay, this small child he may be forgiven. Told, Prahlad, you learn very nice, but one word there you should change and put my name there. Everything is okay. What is the name? Savanam, Kirtanam. No, Vishnu. Just take the word Vishnu, then put there. Hiranyakashipu, everything is okay. Savanam, Kirtanam. Vishnu Smaranam. No, it will Hiranyakashipu Smaranam. Pada Savanam, everything for Hiranyakashipu. Then everything is okay. So this is materialistic people. They want themselves to be in center. This is my house. This is my wife. This is my children. Everything my. Everything belongs to me. I am the enjoyer. So all problems started for this. When we think I am enjoyer, I am doer. So otherwise, same thing. Devotees, they are also in family life. But we think, who is the owner? Krishna is the owner. Bhaktivinoda Thakur was thinking, who is the owner of his house? Krishna. Manasa deha geha jokichu mora arpilu tu apade nanda kishora. Manasa, my mind. Deha, my body. Geha, whatever my possessions, everything, whatever, everything belongs to you. Arpilu tvapade nanda kishoro, oh Krishna, I offer to you. Then nothing belongs to me, everything belongs to you. And you are everything for me. You are my father, janaka janani daita tanaya prabhu guru pati tuhu sarvamaya. Rakhavi maravi jo ichha tohoro nitya dasa prati toha adhikara. This is the, that is a Krishna consciousness, a Krishna conscious family life. But Prabhupada is telling the modern days is not possible. Modern philosophy, it is not possible to have that type of life. Pure Krishna consciousness, very rarely achieved. Not so easy. Everyone who is, even we are, after becoming a devotee, still also we attached to wife, children, money, bank balance, all these things. Still we are attached. That's what Prabhupada is telling that. Especially in these days, people do not believe in next life. First thing, people do not believe in next life. They are disciples of whom? Who did not believe the next life? Charvak Muni did not believe in next life. The demoniac peoples also. What happened to who, sir? They only demoniac ones, they will live forever. You don't know what you're thinking? I live for ever. I will become immortal. This is not. Everyone is immortal or not? You are immortal? Everyone is immortal or not? No jayate mriyate va kadachit. But people think, and the foolish people think that this body should be also immortal. The difference is, soul is immortal, no doubt. But the foolish people, they think that no, I have to make, they don't see the difference between soul and body. They want this, I have body, thus, to make this body immortal. This is not possible. But you are immortal. You are part and parcel of Krishna. And if you return back to Krishna Loka, then that is your original house, and then you also remain immortal forever. But generally, people, due to ignorance, they are thinking there is no next life, there is no spiritual world, everything is here. They don't believe about spiritual world, it's Krishna's abode. They don't believe in next life also. Just like if you, Krishna told in Gita, jatasrehi dhruva mrityu. Jata sahi dhruva mrityu, dhruva janma mrityu secha. Krishna told. Unless you return back to Godhead, you have to take again and again बार्थ एंड डेथ है, पुनरपि जननम पुनरपि मरणम पुनरपि जननी चठरे शयनम। अनलेस यू डू भजन अब गोविंद, भज गोविंदम भज गोविंदम गोविंदम भज मूढ़मते, अनलेस यू सरेंडर टू कृष्ण एंड अनलेस यू परफॉर्म प्योर डिवोशनल सर्विस टू कृष्ण देन यू हैव टू सर्व, अदरवाइज यू हैव टू अगेन एंड अगेन कम इन द साइकिल ऑफ बार्थ एंड डेथ। But there are some foolish people, they don't believe in this next life. They don't, this is everything. Who knows? The Nirvishesh, the Sunyavadi. This, Prabhupada rejected the Sunyavadis and Nirvisheshavadis. The Sunyavadis, they told what is everything finished. The body finished, everything finished. Prabhupada told, he went to Russia and he met a big professor, who? Kotowski. He told Swamiji, everything finished. After this life, everything finished. Who knows? There is next life. He laughs. There is no next life. There is no next life. Everything finished. Body finished, everything finished. That is Prabhupada writing in the purport, first line. Especially in these days, people do not believe in next life. Or in the court of Jamaraj. They don't believe even about the court of Jamaraj. They don't know, this is mythology. In mythology, they don't have faith. But you have faith or not, it is reality. Bhagavatam is not a mythological scripture. This is a, whatever we have written in Bhagavatam, that is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told, this is Amala Purana. There is nothing wrong. There is no mistake in this Purana. Everything is perfect. So, that's why people may not believe, but it is actually that happened. There is a, if someone is sinful, then he will be punished by government law in this life, and after this life, he will be again arrested by Jamadutas and he will be punished by Jamaraj. That is Prabhupada's life. But one should know that one who cheats others to acquire money will be punished by the laws of government. Nonetheless, people do not care about the laws of this life or those governing the next. So whether they are believing or not, but it is fact. Even this get punished in this lifetime, also life after by Jamaraj. So this verse is telling that Vityesu Nitya Abhinivishta Cheta, those whose mind who is too attached to the family maintenance, then he always plans how to acquire money. His mind is completely attached to this, how to bring money. Now these people are doing somehow other earn money. Jena kena prakarena dhana uparjaya. Jena kena prakarena krishne mano nivesaya. Narada Muni says, but practically people are, what he is doing? Jena kena prakarena dhane mana nivesaya, money. Somehow other get money. Plan, always think about that. Then you can get somehow other earn money. So that is how to earn money. to this verse, Siddharsam in Istika is telling, in his commentary, is telling, pratyuta chaurjyam karoti iti aha vitte vitesyate. Even how can you get, practically they're stealing money. Everything belongs to Krishna. But Krishna, also according to the karmas of different living entity, distributed. They said, according to your karma, you have to enjoy this much. But another person, he want to snatch it for himself. He did not believe, even the big persons, even like Krishna gave the post of Indra, to put someone in Indra. Even Bali Maharaj went and snatches kingdom. So that is also theft. Even the big peoples that do like this, they're so very nice. They are, Bali Maharaj was such a devotee. Even the Samantaka money was belongs to whom? Sakrajit. But even three peoples, in the absence of Krishna, they plan to snatch it from him. Who? Krutavarma, Satadhanva, and even Akrura was also involved in this case. So this money is like that. Everyone. So how to go get money? Either you follow some illicit way, you cannot get money. So it's telling chaurjyam karoti iti. Even they earn money by stealing. Practically stealing. Because money is given by Krishna, distributed everyone according to their previous pious activities they have to enjoy. That's why in the beginning of the chapter, Krishna also, Prahlad Maharaj was told. Tat prayasa na kartavya jata ayu vayah param na tatha bindate khemam mukunda. Another verse. Sukham indriyakam daitya deho jogena dehina. Sarvatra labhyate daiva jatha dukha ajatnataha. Saman, how much pleasure or how much suffering he has to get, that is already fixed from previous life, according to his own karma. So in this life, we should not bother about this. Our duty is simply to engage in pure devotional service. Try to serve Krishna and try to perform devotional service. But people, instead of, they are simply trying to acquire money because they are thinking the goal of life is gratify senses. So when you earn money, practically you earn money by stealing others' property, others' things. Somehow or other you are stealing. Otherwise, how can you get money? That's why he's telling, pratyuta chaurjyam karoti iti aho. Practically they are stealing from others' money. Though they know, sometimes people are also very learned, vidvams dosam paravitta hartu. Though they are great learned persons, but this knowledge did not work. They know theoretically everything. But when practical thing, practice come, they cannot control their senses. Whose mind is abhinimist chitta, whose mind is completely in that thing, money, how to earn money, always thinking in that way. Then he forget even, paravita hartu, pratya naraka lakshanam iha. Even he forget that if I'll do these things, I'll steal money, then I have to go to hell. If I, in the improper way or illicit way, by stealing, I will acquire money, then I have to suffer. But still, vidvansa dosam paravita hartu. He knows, though he is a great learned person, he knows Shastra in theoretically still he thinks, he forgets when the sense gratification, the things come, specifically money and sex. They are the dhan, stri. These two things are main attraction for sense gratification. So that's why Niti Shastra says, don't believe on these two things. But for this only, everyone know why they want money. They want money for sense gratification. What is the main sense gratification is sex life. So that's why Prabhupada told you should not believe these two things. You may be so close, very friendly, but don't believe in these two things. If you are young, both are very friendly, but one of you maybe get married. And young wife, you cannot give you. Tell I am going somewhere, please let my wife be with you for some time. It is not possible. And money also, like an example previously given, how the money change our mind. Even the great personality, they attracted to money. Prabhupada never believed in money matters to anyone. He was very strict in the account, even in his house. Prabhupada, whereby he has a his own donations he put in treasury, then the treasury key is always with Prabhupada. Prabhupada keep treasury key always. Even you go to bathroom, he will take the key with him. One day Prabhupada forget to take key, he was on bed. That's anyhow, well, he went to bathroom with towel, then but forget the key. But with half bath, when he remember, he immediately come out and take the key. And no one is there, only secretary or servant is there. So when Prabhupada came back, they asked, Prabhupada, with half bath we came out and take the key, you have no faith on us? We have given our life for you? Prabhupada told, no, I have to teach you. As an acharya, I have to teach you. You should not believe on this matter to anyone. It can spoil anyone. Very nice man can be spoiled with these things. Money. The conditioned soul's attraction for these two things. Money and woman. You later. So that's why if he is a very learned person, vidvangsado, but still parabittahar, still he can be attracted. He steals. If you want money, then you have to acquire it somewhere, some other way. So in this way, they forget that they have to, for this say, go to naraka lakshanam, ihacha, dandapi rupang dosam, he can got also some punishment in this life also, in this material world, for his act. But still, they cannot control their senses. Jnanam tatha asanta bhilasa, because they have so many desires. So, ajitendriya, so why they happened? It happened because of they cannot control their senses. Who is the master of senses? Mind. Who is the master of senses? Rishikesh mind, but according to Indriyanam manaschasmi. Indriyanam manaschasmi. Mind is the control. The senses are controlled by mind. That's why in last line of his purport, Prabhupada is telling, despite whatever knowledge one has, one cannot stop his sinful activities. If he is unable to control his senses, the senses can be controlled if his mind is controlled. Mano eva manusyanam karana bandha mukhya. Mind is the cause of liberation and also bondage. So if someone is not able to control his senses and mind, then even he knows theoretically all shastras, everything he knows, but still we see many examples. If someone is not control his senses, then can do many illicit things. Even the great demigods, they attracted, like Indra and Surya and Chandra, they attracted to Gautam Muni's wife, who? Ahalya. Even Brihaspati was such a learned scholar. He is the spiritual master of the demigods. There is example in Bhagavatam. How he forcefully passed semen into womb of his brother's wife. These things. So this even people know that everything in Shastra, everything they theoretically knows. Such great personality, they also attracted those things. That's why you need to be very careful. Prahlad Maharaj, that's why suggesting you start your devotional service from very beginning of life. What age?
Five.
Age of five. Komari acharat pragya dharman bhagavataiha. Just to prove his statement, he giving all these arguments in the whole chapter is justifying his statement. Komari acharat pragya dharman bhagavataiha. This is the conclusion of Bhagavad Dharma. So start your devotional service from very beginning of life. When you have no other things in your mind, just put here. This teachings of Narad Muni or Prahlad Maharaj. If you start bhakti in very beginning of beginning of your life, Komari Acharat Pragya, Dharman Bhagavataiha, Durlavan, Manusang Janma, Jadyapi, Adhruvam, Arthadham. Though this human form of life also subject to death, but still, the specific meaning of this life, we can make our life successful if we'll start bhakti from the very beginning of our age. Like Dhruva and Prahlad, they start bhakti from the very beginning of life. Okay, we already time, so any comment, Maharaj, any question? Hare Ram. Not working? Not working?
Okay. I give a supreme principal instruction of Prahlad Maharaj that all man are sharing. This is a card, right? in Krishna consciousness and for every area of life. And while explaining also towards that, Prahlad Maharaj instruction in class then, and also towards the same that also relevant for all classes. But there is some care when going to the house next day, second day, clarify how it is relevant for poor person if that thing that would be the main instruction from our side. Explain to me another point. You mentioned that Sukham Aindriya Kam Dai. Sukham Aindriya Kam Dai. Sarva Purvapati Daiva Yatha Sukham
Ajati
Tat Prayasu Nakratabu.
Yes, simply says, simply part of devotional service.
I understand.
But same Krishna also told, karmanye akarmanye jo pasyat akarmanye to karma yo. What is the meaning of karma? Very, very difficult to understand the definition of karma. Yes.
At many times, Sri Prabhupada had quoted very simple, one of the celebrated works of meditation. Many sutras says in Vatsal, very simple,
yes, yes.
He will not do any labor for maintenance of him.
Yes. Prahlad Maharaj is not telling to do, not to do any karma. Real karma is bhakti, that is karma. Yes, I telling. So this is the, what is the karma, what is the definition of karma? Karma, akarma, vikarma, Krishna is telling three things. So the performing devotional service is the real karma, that is Haridas Thakur was performing. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. If 24 hours is one on chanting, like Madhavendra Puri, don't think about your food. You come according to our duty is only to do your devotional service, and Krishna's duty is to provide you food. That is not our duty. The topmost saint Madhavendra Puri, he never thinks about his food. He simply engaged in devotional service. That is real karma. Others are vikarma, karma, karma, that is for sense gratification also. Maybe sanctioned in Vedic Veda, you want wealth, worship Lakshmi, you want free from disease, worship Surya. That demigod worship, but that is not recommended. Sarva Dharman, Paritajya, this is the conclusion of Gita. Mam Ekam, Saranam Braja, Aham Tvam, Sarva Papebhyo, Mokhe Isyami, Mahasucha. Krishna gave this. So real karma is to perform pure devotional service, chanting Hare Krishna to a day, 24 hours. If someone will chant Hare Krishna, then no other duty for him. Everything will be maintained by Yoga Kheman, Bahamyam. Krishna is taking. So that is not our. But you cannot do that. That's why you have other engagements. One time Prabhupada told in morning walk, our real actually duty is to go on chanting Hare Krishna. Because you cannot do this, I gave different engagements. So not everyone cannot become Haridas Thakur. Everyone cannot become Madhavendra Puri. So they have to do according to their previous karma, they have to be engaged. So anyhow, everyone are not in the same level. So they have to forced to act by the material nature, force them to act anyway. Nice verse in Gita, what is it? Okay, so why these people, sir, everything do by the three modes of nature? Prakriti kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvasah. Ahankara vimudhatma karta ahangmiti manyate. That's why he engaged. He's free from that. He has nothing to do. Simply chant, but we cannot chant 24 hours like Haridas Thakur. He is the topmost Vaishnava. Haridas Thakur is Brahma, Haridas is Brahma. Practically he is Brahma. He is the Acharya in our Sampradaya. Brahma Sampradaya. He is Brahma Haridas, Haridas Thakur. In this Kali Yuga, what to do? He came and he taught us. Chant only holy name. Chant and behave. If you can do that, Krishna has to personally went to give him. Sorry, personal Mahaprasada Mahaprabhu every day you get it. You get everything. But we cannot do that. That's why everything we have to do. Other engagements. Okay. Real karma means chant Hare Krishna. One devotee was in Gaudiya Math. He was not doing anything. Just Japmala and chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Ram Hare, Ram Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Any seva you told, he don't do anything. He simply chant Hare Krishna. Day and night you go on chanting. And prasadam time, you will come and sit down and eat prasad. So everyone is just, all devotees, so they complain to his divine guest, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. This devotee, like that. So Prabhupada, he asks, he's doing any prajalpa? He's criticizing anyone? He's anyway, no, these things they are not doing. So when Kirtan, what is doing? No, he nice play Murudanga and also do Kirtan. Then told, what is wrong then? No, he's not doing any physical service. The Bhakti Saraswati Thakur told that I open this mutt, people to this type of people. If someone is chanting 1 lakh name a day, sorry, holy names 1 lakh, then what is the need? He may not serve, that is his deal. Then if made an advertisement in Amrit Bajar Patrika, big advertisement. If anyone is ready to follow 4 regulatory principles and chant 1 lakh name every day, our Gaudiya Math is free for him. He can come and we will provide him everything. His food, lodging, everything we will provide. So, but we cannot do this. Unless we come to the mood of goodness, we cannot do that. Otherwise, we cannot do that. Tatha raja, tada rajastama bhava, kama lobha adayaschaye, sthite nehe. Chitta attai anabiddha, sthite sattve prasidhati. Not so easy, unless come to the mood of goodness, cannot do that. If he was someone who is able to do that, he will be able to read, chant, every day Bhagavatam reading, always Bhagavatam and chanting holy name. That is the goal. But we cannot do that all the time. There are some devotees in Virabhar Iskam, they engage like that. Reading Bhagavatam day and night, chanting holy name. Then what is going on? They are not running. They are actually doing the actual thing. They are acting 24 hours there in remembrance of Krishna. The whole essence of whole teachings, all sadhana bhakti is here. Smartabhya satatam vishnu vismartabhya najatu chit sarva vidhi nisedhesu etoereva kinkara. This is the Rupa Goswami called this is the essence of whole teaching, all the essence of sadhana bhakti. Always remember Krishna, never forget. If he is in that platform, he has no duty, doing everything. Okay. Hare Krishna. Yes, Prabhu, you have any question?
Money, yes.
Yes.
Prabhupada gave us a simple formula, the farm projects, and that all our food, all our shelter, all our crop, all our medicine would be taken care of, but we developed the farm projects, and Prabhupada said that's 50% of his work that he left us to do. So why is it not a priority amongst our leadership to promote this? Because we're losing so many devotees, at least some of the devotees are distracted by earning money because their economic parts are simply taken care of by that part of
the public. Yes. This chapter, this commentary to this verse also is Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur is telling. Pratya Naraka Lakshanam Ihacha Raja Dandadi Rupang Dosam Jadyapi Vidwan Tathapi Tani Vittani Harate. Still, every people knows all this, that he will go to hell, he has to get punished in this lifetime. Still the Vidwan, the very learned persons, knows everything. The still Vidwan Tadapi Tani Vittani Harate. Still they are stealing the money. So what is the question? I can exactly not understand.
Well, we're talking about economics.
Yes.
And earning money. So when I joined the movement, no one was earning money. Nowadays, so many devotees are earning money to survive. Prabhupada gave us a solution, the farm projects, that our food, our shelter.
Yes, yes. Farm project. He's telling that we have the farm projects, self-sufficient society, all these things. Yeah. They needed for us because we are not in Paramahamsa platform, cannot chant 24 hours. We need that for us, it is needed. The Varnashram system is needed. Prabhupada told if the Varnashram system is not perfectly organized in our society, then 50% of our success is remain. Because people say we are not in that platform. We cannot do a Paramahamsa platform. So it is needed. For gradual development, our consciousness, we need all these things. But still, we should know the goal. What is the goal? That's why Raghunath Das Goswami is known as Prayojana Acharya. He is the Prayojana Acharya. We should keep the mind where we are and where they are. What is our goal? Just drinking one cup of buttermilk? He was 48 hours and day and night he was engaged in Krishna service. Pure devotional service, remembering Krishna always. That is the goal. But that's why when we see where we are, then we will become humble. Where I am, well, think yourself. Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami says, Raghunath Das Goswami is our Prayojana Acharya. We have to think. How day and night he is meditating on Krishna, day and night. He has no time for pleasure, nothing. He is just day and night. Only someone may be forcefully bring one cup buttermilk, just put in his mouth. Otherwise, he is not. That is he eating. When someone advanced in spiritual life, then four things will decrease: ahara, nidra, bhaya, maithuna. Automatically decrease. Bhakti, pareshanur bhava, virakti, anyatra cha. If he advancing spiritual life, then automatically he will be detached for the material world, material things. Then not artificial, but it automatically goes. Goswami is nidra, ahara, vihara, kadi, vijiteo. Then artificial way. It is automatically, if you become attracted to Krishna, these things will be decreased. So, but we cannot immediately, we cannot jump to that. That's why Bhaktivinoda Thakur told the Sahajiyas. Bhaktivinoda Thakur also told the Sahajiyas. 13 types of Sahajiyas. So we cannot imitate Mahabhagavatas. But still we know that is goal. And where we are, in this way we can become very humble, meek and humble, and we will start progress. Okay. Hare Krishna. But for the situation, every to correct the whole society, Varnashram is needed, graduate process. Okay. Hare Krishna. Grantharasana Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.